سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاه، يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة والنار.
Sunni's doubt about meaning of Mawla.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wa'idhin al-Shirazi. Of course, there is no doubt about the occasion of Al-Ghadir and the text of this hadith. But at the same time, it does not have the significance which your passionate eloquence suggests. Apart from this, there are some doubts regarding the text of this hadith. For instance, the word Mawla, you told us, means one who has a greater claim on others. Although it is known that in this hadith, Mawla means lover, helper, and friend. The Prophet knew that Ali had many enemies, and so he wanted to exhort the people that whomsoever he loved or was friend or helper to, Ali also loved him and was his friend and helper. The reason he demanded allegiance from the people was that he did not want them to cause Ali trouble.
I think you sometimes unnecessarily adopt the habits of your predecessors. If you would consider the facts carefully, the truth of this issue would become clear.
What are the facts which prove your point of view? Please let us know.
The first proof is the Holy Quran and the revelation of the verse, O Apostle, deliver that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do it not, then you have not delivered his message. And Allah will protect you from the people.
How can you claim that this verse was revealed on that day and for this purpose?
All your reputable ulama have accepted it. Jalaluddin Suyuti, Durrul Mansur, Volume 2, page 298. Hafidh ibn Abi Hatim Razi, Tafsir al-Ghadir. Hafidh Abu Ja'far Tabari, Kitab al-Wilaya. Hafidh Abu Abdullah Mahamili, Amali. Hafidh Abu Bakr Shirazi, Ma Nazala Min al-Qur'an Fi Amir al-Mu'minin. Hafidh Abu Sa'id Sijistani, Kitab al-Wilaya. In short, as far as I know, 30 of your leading ulama have written in their authentic books and in their own commentaries that this holy verse was revealed on the day of Ghadir al-Khum in regard to Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali. Even Ghazi Fazl ibn Ruzbahan, despite all his ill will and fanaticism, writes, Verily it is proved in our authentic Sahih that when this verse was revealed, the Prophet of Allah, holding Ali by the hand, said, To whomsoever I am the Mawla, Master, this Ali is his Mawla. It is, however, very surprising, the same perverted Ghazi in Kashf Ghumma gives a strange report from Razi bin Abdullah. In the days of the Holy Prophet, we used to read this verse thus, O our Prophet Muhammad, deliver what has been sent down to you from your Lord, that is, Ali is the master of the believers. If you do not, then you have not delivered his message. The second circumstance which proves my point is the revelation of the verse, This day have I perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor on you, and chosen for you Islam for a religion. Chapter 5, verse 3.
But it is an admitted fact that this verse was revealed on the day of Arafah, and no one of the ulama has claimed that it was revealed on the day of Qadir.
I ask you not to make undue haste in denying this fact. Of course, I admit that some of your ulama have said that this verse was revealed on the day of Arafah, but a large number of your reputable ulama have also said that it was revealed on the day of Qadir. Also, some of your ulama hold the view that perhaps this verse was revealed twice, once at the close of the day of Arafah, and then again on the day of Ghadir. Accordingly, Sibt ibn Jawzi says in his Khawasul Ummah, page 18, It is probable that this verse was revealed twice, once on the day of Arafah and once on the day of Ghadir al-Khum, just as the verse, In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, was revealed twice, once in Mecca and then again in Medina. The Holy Prophet was highly pleased with the revelation of this verse. So addressing the people, he said, Allah is great, He who has perfected for them their religion and has completed His favor on them and is satisfied with my prophethood and Ali's vicegerency after me. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal have given the complete details of this event. If you respected people, would leave behind your preconceived ideas on this matter, you would understand the holy verse and hadith, which show that the word Mawla means Wali, master, that is, one having authority over all others. Third, you might consider the circumstances. In that hot desert, where there was no protection for the travelers, the Holy Prophet gathered the whole Ummah. People sat in the shade of the camels with their feet covered in the scorching heat of the sun. In these conditions, the Prophet delivered a long address, which Khawarizmi and Ibn Mardawiyah in their Manaqib and Tabari in his Kitab al-Wilaya and others have narrated. Does it make sense to think that the Prophet would require thousands of his followers to spend 3 days in the blazing desert to swear allegiance to Ali merely to indicate that Ali was their friend? In fact, there was no one in the whole community who did not already know the close association between the Holy Prophet and Ali or had not heard about him, as I have already pointed out earlier. The revelation of the Quranic verse in question for the second time, particularly in different circumstances and with such serious instructions that people might be put to great inconvenience and suspense, could not simply mean that they should be friends of Ali. Either the Holy Prophet's performance was meant to indicate great significance or it was frivolous. And certainly the Holy Prophet is free from all frivolous actions. It is reasonable to conclude, therefore, that these arrangements were made not merely to indicate that people should befriend Ali. The event, in fact, marked the completion of the Prophet's message, the establishment of the Imamate, the source of the Ummah's guidance after the death of the Prophet. السلام عليك يا عسوب الدين.